Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so my draft night prediction, and you get close to finalizing sort of what you want to happen and what you think is going to happen and players you really like and players you don't and sleepers you want them to chase, et cetera, et cetera. And as we've gotten closer to this thing, I've listened to, you know, the Brad Holmes season ending news conference, the one he did at the owners meetings in Florida, Arizona, wherever the hell they were. And the one that he just completed yesterday, Brad Holmes, Lions GM, the guy that his job to make the picks, his job is roster construction. And of course we've listened to everything he's ever said. I do fully believe everything they say about their conviction of best player available, regardless of position. I think everything they've said has indicated that. And everything they've done has supported that. They have gone out and they've gotten players that they think fit, regardless of position and regardless of conventional thinking. You know, he talked about the yesterday he mentioned, I think it was the valued positions, the positions that everybody wants to get. And he's like, we don't pay attention to that. Needs. We just want a football player. Yeah, but you need, and he kept saying, yeah, but we want the player, not the position. We're going after football player. And then he's over and over and over. I'm fully buying into that's the way they operate. But when he talked about the possibility of trading, it occurred to me, and he was asked a couple of times, Brad Holmes, Lions GM, about you know, having fewer needs. And he'd always go back to, yeah, but I'm still going best player available. But when I listened to him talk, I came away with this impression. You can go best player available. But sitting there at 29, you're too highly dependent on variables that you don't control. So when you sit there at 29 and go best player available, then you get the best player in your mind that's available at 29. But that's likely to be outside their top bucket, maybe even their second bucket of players. The top bucket might have 8, 9 guys in it. Maybe it has 6 guys in it, whatever the amount is. Then you get that second bucket of 12 to 15 guys. The best player available changes when you change your position. And at 29, the probability of getting that guy at 29 isn't as good as it is trading up, obviously. I think they are going to try hard to trade up. I think that they are going to do everything. At this point, if I had to guess, I'm going to guess that they will trade up so that they can take the best player available that is also at a position of need and not leave it to the fate of sitting there at 29. It's easier to do BPA when you're in the top 10. Way easier. At 29, he didn't shy away from the unpredictability of it. So the variable that they can control is when they pick and change who the best player available is. So I don't think they're going to sit there at 29 and take a corner or take an edge rusher. I think they're going to move up and take a corner or an edge rusher so that they know they are getting that the player that at that time is the best player available. So when bucket number one is emptied, when bucket number one with eight guys in it, seven of them are gone, and the eighth is Quinyon Mitchell, I think they're trying to trade up to get Quinyon Mitchell. When the second bucket has 10 players in it and eight of them are gone, but the two that are still there are Chop Robinson and Jared Verse, I think they're going to try and trade up to get. And if one of those guys, if in that second bucket it's, you know, Chop Robinson and Bo Nix just choosing, I think they're going to trade up to try and get Chop Robinson. I think everything they're saying, and I fully believe they believe in the best player available, I think they're going to trade up. Now, the problem is, and the reason I'm not going to shoot the boot guarantee it, because I might be dumb, but I'm not stupid, is the variable of you have to have two to tango. You can't just say, I'm trading up. But I think they're going to shift the paradigm from a 29 to where they can get that best player from that bucket at that position of need, where they can marry the two together. And so... Let me just say, I'm planting a flag. I think they're going to trade up, but I won't shoot the boot guarantee it because that'd be dumb. Because you don't know that anybody's going to accept your trade offers.
All right. Well, there's a couple of things I wanted to hit on that you mentioned. You said it's easy to do the BPA when you're drafting the top 10.
Easier.
Yeah, easier to do that. And I agree with that. It's also easier to do that when you're in year one or two of trying to rebuild this thing.
Yep.
After you've been doing this for 3 years, and now you're entering your fourth, and you're coming off a season where you made the NFC Championship game, and we're 30 minutes away from playing for a championship,
mm-hmm.
I think that the need factor does creep in more than people want to believe. But it's also something that Brad Holmes can marry best player available with the need anytime he wants to do it, because he'll say it. You know, you'll never know. I mean, I think that their philosophy to this point has absolutely been BPA. But some of that is also fit with their absolute need. When they drafted Penei Sewell, they needed a tackle. When they drafted Aiden Hutchinson, you needed a defensive end. And maybe with Sewell was a little bit more of a gamble because they ended up having him start at right tackle instead of left tackle because they weren't going to move Decker around.
Yep.
But still, it was unquestioned that they did need an offensive lineman, so that kind of made sense. It wasn't until last year where things started to get a little squirrely. Where what are they? Okay, they're trading back, got it, get assets, and then they take the running back, and people are like, wait a minute.
Yep.
Okay, so I get that part. Then the other thing you said I thought was interesting is that sitting there at 29.
Mm-hmm.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't think Brad Holmes likes to sit anywhere. Nope. Brad Holmes is a man in motion. Brad Holmes is dynamic. He's ever changing.
Control your own fate.
Yes. So I agree with you that they're going to make a move. I don't know if he's going to be able to trade up and get the guy that he really covets, or if he's going to trade back and make it, you know, make that pick attractive to other teams. I think it's really important to see what happens with Michael Penix and Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the draft position of 29, it's the end of the first round, but you still get that fifth-year option because it's a first-round pick. Does that make it more attractive to teams like the Giants or someone else who may have passed on the quarterback in the top 10 picks because they weren't in the top four? And it looks like certainly the top three are going quarterback. And if the Vikings move up the four, which damn near every mock draft has, then there goes McCarthy. So then here come the next two quarterbacks, and they're both really good quarterbacks. But you know, does Denver want to take one at, you know, wherever they're drafting, or do they want to trade back into the first round? So I think there's a lot of flexibility for what they can do in terms of trading up or trading back. Trading back, I think, becomes easier if those quarterbacks are still on the board. Trading up, I think, is probably something they're always going to have their eyes on because there have to be players that they covet so much. The question is, how high are they willing to move up in a draft to get one of those guys, to get Jared Verse or to get Quinyon Mitchell or one of the other corners that they think is head and shoulders better than maybe the group of five that comes after the top three or four corners?
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. We will get to what Brad Holmes had to say, but I'm planting the flag. They're trading up. Now, would I shoot? I know I'm already seeing some feedback coming in. People are trying to bully me into shoot the boot guarantee.
Oh, I will not be bullied.
I will not be bullied. I will not be bullied. You cannot bully me into that.
I'm not going to bully you at all, Doug. Of course, I love the shoot the boot guarantees. But, I mean, if you really believe in Brad Holmes, and I know you do, okay, and you believe his theory and this philosophy that you've put together, it makes total sense. It's logical. And if he has a group, a small group, and he can control his own destiny and go up and get somebody from that group,
yep,
he's going to make it happen, Doug.
Yep.
Shoot the boot.
Well, but I can't predict what Sean Payton's going to do.
No, but
what Kwesi Mensu, the dude at Minnesota's going to do.
But if you think Brad Holmes is the draft ninja, he'll Jedi mind trick those guys into making a trade. He's done it many times.
No,
He'll do it.
The variable is the unknown of those other GMs. So I appreciate you. You've come at it from a different way to try to get me to shoot the boot guarantee it. I'm not going to fall for that either, but and I'm certainly not going to fall for the bullying that I am seeing, but I think they're moving up.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.